Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. At least I think it is. Here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending. Look, it's not the website. Give me your email address, right? There's a place you can put your email address, and I do one a week. I don't send out a bunch of blasts. I just do one a week, let you know what's coming up, who's going to be in the show, that kind of thing. And I appreciate your input, whether you believe it or not. And if you don't want the emails, because some of you, like me, you hate emails, I hate them too. Just sign up for the text alerts. And it's real easy to do that, too. It's TRS, simply text TRS, right? 77222, TRS to 77222. And we send out an email. A text message lets you know the show's starting or not starting or whatever, who's going to be on, what we're going to be doing. Also, there's a donate button there you can have some fun with, too. At least I can have some fun with. If you would just press on it, give me some of your money. Instead of that Starbucks place who hates you, doesn't like what you stand for, and could care less. Anyway, with that said, where are we? Oh, yeah. So, you know, we keep hearing over and over and over again. Some of you who watched Tucker Carlson earlier today saw, he did a little montage on it. He must have stole the idea from me. But the, you know how the Dems run around, no one's above the law, no one's above the law, no one's above the law. You look at what's going on with Pelosi, Schumer, Schiff, Obama, Lynch, both Clintons. I mean, we go through this whole list of things that took place that were totally illegal. But they were above the law. We say they were acting like they were above the law. The FBI, who doesn't take, never signs a non-disclosure. Can you think you get the FBI to sign a non-disclosure statement? You're out of your mind. Anyhow, Matthew Whitaker, the former acting U.S. Attorney General, wrote a book called Above the Law. Now, it's his firsthand account of what he saw when he went in there. The attitudes, how people acted, how they treated him, how they went after other people. It's totally different. I've talked to two people now in the last 10 days. Walking the halls of Congress has nothing to do with America anymore to a big degree. They're fighting for each other's party. They're fighting for ideologies, if you would, in most cases. You know, when the Democrats, this is one thing I've never understood. When the Democrats say that the 4th of July is a Republican holiday, can anybody help me figure that out? I mean, it's Independence Day. It's a day we broke, you know, we declared, we signed off on, we made known. We ain't part of them anymore. Right? Our Constitution, which was drafted, which gives these boneheads the right to say and do some of the things they do. Not totally, obviously. But so they could take a knee and not get shot in the field. All that? I mean, think about it. That all has to do with what our flag stands for, what our Constitution stands for, and what our founding fathers gave up. But hey, what do I know? In the book, he goes through that Mueller knew the Russia probe was DOA. He knew it when he saw the paperwork, but he kept going. Why? We still don't know why. Right? I mean, when he put himself in that position, when he agreed to take the acting attorney general position, they went after him. Think about this. They'd go after him, Barr, Kavanaugh, Trump, so many others that they were afraid of, that they still are afraid of, as a matter of fact. That's what all this distraction is about. There is no way that BLM, first of all, is a grassroots movement. They are now getting millions of dollars from major companies across the country because they're afraid. I mean, if I could pull it off, and I plan on figuring out how to do it here at some point, right? You got PayPal that now supports BLM. PayPal! What business do they have doing? So with PayPal, you can't buy guns online, or you can't pay for a gun, or there's certain things they will allow you to buy and or not buy. So dictating, you know, fascism at its finest. And yet they're behind BLM. Right? Pepsi's giving them money. I mean, there's a whole bunch of companies that are giving BLM, donating money to BLM. Why? I still don't know. Still haven't figured it out. How did we get to the point where we fear these people so much? Is it the violence that we see? You know, I always said it before, although I'm not calling for it. I wonder if the Christians got as violent as we saw others getting. See, you can't nail me for that one, can you? No, but seriously, what if we started getting violent? What if we started shooting people for getting in our way and going against our way of life, which is what another religion did? And again, see, don't you love it? 9 black men killed last year. 9 at the hands of the police. Out of 40 million. I mean, I can give you the stats. I've got them by heart now. And all police are bad. All police need to be disbanded. You had incident after incident in this country under Obama where radical Muslims, radical Islamists, whatever you want to call them, and I realize it was a small group of the whole. I got that. I don't have a problem with that. But if we even mention the name, not even tying them all, if we even mention that they were related to, associated with the Muslim religion, they went crazy on us, didn't they? One person shoots up a Planned Parenthood, all Christians are radicals. See, they're not playing by the same rules. They never apply the same rules to us that they apply to themselves. And they right, never will be. Thomas Senior, your host, listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Do Dems really believe that no one is above the law? No, I think not. They believe they are. And I can prove it since we come back. Matthew Whitaker joins me on his new book, Above the Law. We'll be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. Proto-Grow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why Proto-Grow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate. No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
This shit, that ice cold. Michelle, fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. As I promised you before. I mean, seriously. You know, the devs keep telling us no one's above the law. But do they really believe it? I don't think they do. Okay, so we're back at it again. I've got Matthew Whitaker on the line with me. He's a former acting attorney general of the United States, these wonderful United States, chief of staff to attorney general of the United States and U.S. attorney. He earned his B.A. and M.B.A. and law degree at the University of Iowa and was the Hawkeye starting tight end in 1991 Rose Bowl. Wow, that's it. You know what? Beautiful place to play if anybody's ever been down in that area. And now you're back to private life. But not really. You're out in the open. Everybody can see what you're doing. And I love seeing you in front of Congress. I love seeing the testimony that you've given. And the thing I love about you, it's my term, is you. There is no foo-foo about Matthew Whitaker, right? I don't know any way to put it. Just lay it there, buddy.
Many things, but that's the new one.
No, you know what? We need more of that. We need more of that from people that are in positions of authority to open their mouth and say, no, that's not how it works. This is how it works. Your new book is Above the Law, the inside story on how the Justice Department tried to subvert President Trump. You know, you had to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to see what these people were doing and trying to get away with it. So, listen, before we get rolling here, some people don't really understand some of the basics. And the Department of Justice, what does the Department of Justice encompass? What is their role as a whole?
Yeah, so the Department of Justice is the only cabinet position named after a virtue. And, you know, it's obviously its role is primarily a law enforcement function. You have the U.S. attorneys and all the prosecutors and, you know, enforcement of the criminal laws. We are the, you know, people that go to court every day and say that we represent the people of the United States of America in court, both criminally and civilly. But we also, the DOJ includes the FBI, the DEA, ATF, U.S. Marshals, and the Bureau of Prisons. So it's a large, worldwide organization that was, there was never a dull day when I was at the Department of Justice.
Well, I can imagine. That's a lot of agencies to oversee. And, you know, early on we had heard, you know, I'm going all the way back to 9/11 with you when that happened. We had heard that the departments did not or could not communicate easily together. Has that, and it is not part of your book, but has that changed? I mean, is it easier for these departments to share information?
Yeah, I think there has obviously been improvements. I think one of the interesting things that I've noticed about what happened after 9/11 is we brought down the wall between counterintelligence and criminal. And if you think about, you know, sort of the Trump campaign and the Russian collusion fable is what I'd like to call it, that's kind of the result of the taking down of the wall that was, you know, it helped in terrorism cases, but certainly once you have the intelligence community and the law enforcement community working together, then you end up with you can end up with what we ended up here, you know, in this the Russian investigation that became the Mueller investigation.
I love this stuff because people don't really understand how the government functions, how information flows, and that kind of stuff. And that they need to be educated. A lot of us need to be educated. When you went to D.C., like a lot of us, you were an outsider. You really were not in the mainstream of things. When you walked in, what's the first two things that hit you in the head and said, wow, that can't be happening or that can't be real?
Yeah. Well, other than this, just the year-round humidity in Washington, D.C.
I grew up in Boston. It would be a big deal.
And, you know, you walk out of the house in February and it's humid, and you're like, how does this happen? But in all seriousness, I think, you know, the thing that I just didn't fully appreciate was how much this town does not like outsiders. It doesn't like people that have, you know, outside experience and don't come from certain, you know, kind of institutions or experiences. It's talked about a lot, but there is literally a revolving door between, you know, the Department of Justice and several large law firms in the city. And whether it's Democrats or Republicans, it's kind of the same people that transit back and forth, you know, every administration.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's a very insular, small group. And again, they don't like people who've were practicing law in Des Moines, Iowa before they came to Washington, D.C. because, you know, kind of we bring reason and common sense to the system, which is obviously inconsistent with some of the things that they believe in.
I used to love when Trey Gowdy would say, you know, I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I'm just a country lawyer. And, you know, you knew exactly what he was winding up to do at that point in time. It was always interesting to hear him say that. And then, all right, so before we get too deep into this, I mean, the deep state, when I started doing, I've been on the air now for about 12 years, and you always hear about these covert groups and operations and what have you. And at first I kind of threw it aside. I said, okay, that's the hardcore right-wing nut jobs that are out there talking about this deep state. But as I started to see things progress, you know, to your point, the Mueller investigation, the Russian investigation, and other things, and even what they did to Kavanaugh, I started saying, well, you know what? This is not much different. These guys don't have anything on, or the mafia doesn't have anything on these guys. They kind of operate the same way, just under the fray, just under the surface, and they're driving everything. How much power does the deep state actually have?
Well, if it's not properly managed by, you know, the people, you know, in the administration and appointed by the president, then they have a lot of power. And, you know, the challenge is always going to be the attitude that I was here when you got here, I'll be here when you're gone, and I know the way this thing works better than you do. And that was the thing that I look at somebody like a Jim Comey, who kind of had done about everything you can do in the Department of Justice, and he just knew how to manipulate the system. He knew, you know, kind of the rules and how to make them work to his benefit, whether it's the, we don't talk about ongoing investigations unless he wants to talk about them, for example, and he also understood, you know, kind of how if the FBI wants to open an investigation, they pretty much go unchecked by the lawyers of the Department of Justice, even though the rules of the Department of Justice are clear that only a lawyer at the Department of Justice can open an investigation. You know, and that's exactly what happened, for example, when President Trump was put into the Kremlin as a target of the criminal investigation. Wow. It was done solely by Andy McCabe in his sole discretion, which is, in, you know, one of the many, many problems that I, you know, not only talk about in my new book, but I also, you know, point out just how dangerous that can be, you know, and how you end up with these perversions of the way the thing's supposed to work.
Hey, listen, we believe in capitalism here, so we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to build on this because, again, there are people out there still that just discount the idea of a deep state, the idea that the Department of Justice would do anything other than do it by the book. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side. If you believe that, I got some swampland in Florida, too, I want to tell you. I mean, seriously, I can't believe how many people actually believe that these guys are going to play by the rules. More with Matthew Whitaker, former Assistant Attorney General to these wonderful United States right after this. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Coronavirus infections in the United States have now topped 2 million, as at least 9 states have reported a jump in hospitalizations since Memorial Day. Dr. Ashish Jha, the director of Harvard Global Health Institute, said he fears the worst is far from over. He said because of the current total of U.S. coronavirus deaths is now around 113,000, means that sometime in September, he's expecting us to cross 200,000 and we won't be close to done. He said the pandemic is going to be with us until next spring or summer when we have a vaccine, and that has not changed. Meanwhile, an additional 1.5 million people filed for unemployment for the first time last week, according to data released by the Department of Labor, adding to a devastating economic run as the coronavirus shutdowns have pushed businesses to furlough or lay off numerous workers. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
Come on, that's funny right there. That was funny. So to see your host, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of, actually, you know, being part of the solution is really what I want to say. But look, let's get back to it, because I'm finding the conversation very fascinating. We're back at it again. Matthew Whitaker joins me. He's the former acting attorney general of the United States. So, Matthew, I am a big fan of yours. I love, probably not easy for you, but I love seeing you when you're doing, when you're testifying in front of Congress, because they just look totally befuddled when you call them on the carpet about what they're doing. I mean, what they're truly doing or not doing. And I want to thank you for being an upright guy. I want to thank you for not being afraid of those people.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that you joined my mom as my two biggest fans.
Yeah. Mine, not so much. She watches me and says, "How can you say those things? I didn't bring you up that way." You know what I'm saying? Anyway, hey, your new book, Above the Law, Inside Story on How the Justice Department Tried to Subvert President Trump. You know, it is a tell-all book. When you got there, you kind of open up the belly of the beast. You let us see what's going on there. And I would imagine a lot of people thought this was happening, but nobody really understood to what level it was. And I think I told you, when people would talk about the deep state of my show, I'd say, come on, back off. You know, I know this stuff and these games going on there. I saw it happen in Boston. But, man, between your book and others and what we've seen in doing this show, there is a definite strong undercurrent of people trying to run the government the way they, you know look at Peter Strzok and Page. The way they wanted to see things to go, they were pushing it that direction. Before we went to break, I asked you how powerful these people were. You know the joke, and it's not a funny joke, but the mafia, the way they got things done is they look you straight in the face and say, "I know where your kids go to school, so I need you to do this for me." You know what I'm saying? And I kind of get that same feeling with the deep state. They can quickly and easily, you know, bankrupt you or drag you in and just drag you through the mud. It's scary.
Yeah, and those are powerful tools that if they're not managed appropriately and focused in the right direction can destroy lives. And, it's really, so much of this was that we went through over the course of like the last 3 years was a lot of bad judgment. But I also think you cannot look at the situation, whether it's General Flynn or whether it's others, and not say that it was also bad motivations. Because if you're playing it right down the middle of the fairway, if you're playing it according to the rules, then you have to sort of every once in a while go back and say, well, have we developed any evidence based on this investigation?
It didn't seem to matter.
The answer is no. You pretty much have to walk away from the investigation. You can't just keep churning an investigation hoping to find something. I mean, if we did that, if we unleashed that kind of power on any American citizen, it would be very, very hard for anybody to pass kind of that, you know, the full, you know, test that would ensue.
Well, you know, my eyes were opened up a lot. You know, I had the former Attorney General Jeff Sessions on the show a while back, and when I saw, you know, Attorney General Barr step up, and the questions they were asking him and how they were beating on him, I'm saying, look, they loved this guy at one point. You know, he was a straight shooter, or he is a straight shooter, what have you. Why are they trying to tear him down so badly? So as time progressed, I started looking. I said, look, they don't want anybody there. They have Donald, you know, President Trump's there. He's upsetting the apple cart, right? It's not business as usual since he's been there. Now you've got Barr coming in. He's not going to put up with any tomfoolery at the Department of Justice. They are afraid of people of character like yourself, like Barr, like Trump. Aren't they?
Yeah, and they try to tear you down almost immediately. I mean, Bill Barr has done nothing but be transparent in what he's doing, say as much as he can, consistent with how the Department of Justice operates. And I've never seen people that are being so vicious on General Barr and trying to delegitimize kind of what he's doing when all he's trying to do is explain what happened, hold anybody that needs to be held accountable, and make sure it doesn't happen again. It seems like that those are fundamental values that we should all share and support and cheer. And yet, you know, it's really, we've reached such a hyper-partisan moment in time that it we can't even agree that sort of a little bit of reflection and after action is good for our constitutional republic.
Now, look, I've got family members that are still in the FBI in the rank and file, and they were telling me at the time that Hillary Clinton was exonerated, if you would, by Comey. Morale took a nosedive because there were a lot of agents that worked hard on that case that knew that there were things that weren't being talked about, that weren't being brought up and worked on. And so the question to you is, you know, the Comeys, the Mueller's, the Rosensteins of the world, are these are far and few between, aren't they? I mean, this is not what you can expect to see in solid law-abiding, you know, FBI, DOJ personnel, is it?
Well,
I want to put that to rest.
No, it's not, and I never get tired of saying it, but I get tired of having to say it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah,
and
sure.
That is that by and large, the rank and file men and women in federal law enforcement, you know, the ones that I worked with at the various agencies, both inside the Department of Justice, DEA, ATF, FBI, U.S. Marshals, but also others, including, you know, Secret Service and DHS and all those groups, are just the best of the best. And, you know, do the right thing every day without any acclaim or attention or expectation of recognition. And they do it for the right reason. And it's just, you know, it should be lauded. And instead, we spend all of our time focused on the few that, you know, really gave, especially the Bureau, a black eye. And it's going to take, you know, years to recover and restore that legitimacy to the way that the FBI should be regarded because of all the fine men and women that are there.
Okay, Matt, you got to admit, the two terms that you hear that send you to your knees in fear is the IRS or the FBI wants to talk with you, right? I mean, right? You got a little heart, you know, shudder, and you go, what do I do?
I think all of your listeners just kind of took a moment. Please don't say that ever again out loud.
And so, you know, you sit the FBI, the most powerful law enforcement agency pretty much on the planet, and you're right. I mean, we're going to have to take some time to restore trust, rebuild our trust in those agencies. And again, knowing some of the rank and file, talking to some of these guys, seeing what they're writing, you know, I have a lot of respect for those guys. People don't realize that, you know, these are the guys jumping in front of bullets, you know, getting in front of things well ahead before they affect me. You don't know this, but I'm a trustee for a large school district in California, and we were part of that My high school was the high school I oversee was the one that was had the shooting back in November of 2019, and it rips your guts out. But when you get there, all right, we have a lot of police officers that live in my area, and I'm talking Secret Service, FBI, Sheriff's Department, Police Department. These guys were on their way to the gym, or they were on, you know what I'm saying? They were on their way doing something else, getting on with their life. They weren't in duty, and they surrounded the place. They showed up in droves. These guys, 99.9% of these guys, you know, care about what they're doing, care about the job, care about the community, and I don't ever want to see that tainted. So I'm with you.
It's all about public service, and I have so much admiration for them and what they do, and you know, every time I see any police officer, whether it's state, local, or even the federal, I just make sure I thank them for what they do.
Let them know that
I know it's a sacrifice.
Yep. Yep, no, I'm with you. All right, so let's get to it some more. I got to tell you, I'm so glad you wrote the book. Because that's the term that we hear, right? You always hear, the president's not above the law, and Kavanaugh's not above the law. He's like, well, what about you guys? Can you imagine the FBI knocking on my door and saying, hey, we want to spend some time talking with you. I say, great, you have to sign these non-disclosure agreements, leave your phones outside, you know what I'm saying? And Hillary Clinton got away with that. So if nobody's above the law, I guess there's a few people that might be a little bit above the law or what have you. So I get the biggest kick out of this stuff. What's coming up?
The reason I named it Above the Law is because, as I outline in this book, it's just how these individuals, whether it's Comey, McCabe, Strzok, who are all on the cover, and several others, how they put themselves where the rules didn't apply to them, where they didn't have to follow regular order at the Department of Justice, where they didn't have to get the Attorney General's or the Deputy Attorney General's approval to take these steps to advance, kind of what they believe was right. And it's just, again, I lay out sort of how we need to make sure this doesn't happen again, because it was not only so damaging to our country, but it was disruptive. You think about all the things that President Trump has accomplished. Think about how much more he could have had the constant distraction of this investigation, and the daily bombshell after bombshell that really turned out to be nothing.
A dud. Hey, we go for a quick break. We come back. We'll finish up on this. And, again, they are brewing. Don't think they're not brewing something up for 2020. I want to talk to you a little bit about that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up, but the former Attorney General, Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker will be back in a minute.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063.
800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
And if anyone knows about fog, that woman surely does. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and, you know, let's just get to it. I don't want to waste this time, and I'm enjoying this. I don't know about you. We're back at it again. Matthew Whitaker joins me. He's the former acting attorney general of the United States, these wonderful United States, I like to say, chief of staff to the attorney general of the United States. And, Matthew, your new book, Above the Law, the inside story on how the Justice Department tried to subvert President Trump and still are doing. There's going to have to be a volume, too. You realize that, right?
Oh, I could write an entire another volume on this book already, and it's absolutely.
And there's people sitting there going, "Oh no, he's just, you know, he's mad at this and he's mad at that, and that's why he wrote the book." But it's not true. You just, you know, it's obvious. You can see it when you're doing your testimonies. You can see it when you're out there talking to people that this is really from the heart. You want to see, you know, confidence restored in our Justice Department. I can tell. It's all over you, man. Seriously.
Yeah, and I think we need a clear-eyed look at all of this. And I don't, you know, come at it from some sort of a, you know, right or a left
right.
view. I come at this from what's in the best interest of our country, and how do we make sure that the Department of Justice, the FBI, and all of the components are viewed as straight shooters and fair actors whose motivations are above, you know, reproach. And we got so far off of that mark that we have to tack in the in towards our North Star, towards, you know, our guiding principles, and I lay those out in this book. And again, it's, you know, it's one of those things that's a historically accurate account. It's, you know, kind of the references. I footnote almost every sentence and declarative statement I make so that people can determine, you know, where I got the information from and why I draw that conclusion from it. So I think it's one of those things that's going to not only stand the test of time, but I think it's going to be used as a reference as to how to get DOJ back to where it needs to be.
Yeah, I agree with you. So in your estimation, I know you're not there today on the day-to-day business, but what's brewing for the rest of 2020? I mean, you're already seeing, again, I'm not a conspiracy guy, but a lot of what's gone down in the last couple of months, I do see as a way to thwart President Trump, you know, when he was doing the rallies, and he's getting back to those in a couple of weeks. We'll see what they try to shut those down. But in the upcoming rallies, I mean, tens of thousands of people are going to show up again. I don't know how they're going to push back against that. What do you see as things that we need to watch out for in 2020 here?
Well, first of all, I believe that not only do the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, and North Koreans not have our best interests at heart, I fully expect they will all try to do something to interfere with this election. And, you know, kind of, I saw it in 18. I saw what they attempted to do in 18. Obviously 16 is well documented. But, you know, the real question that I have is, you know, are the American people going to be discerning enough to sort of, put some blinders on to not only what's the, you know, disinformation from outside of our borders, but quite frankly, disinformation from people on the left.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're already setting up, you know, based on what happened in Georgia in their primary, recently, I think, you know, is maybe yesterday, they're already setting that up as, you know, sort of to claim and delegitimize the results of the election.
Right.
And it's, you know, it's very concerning when these, you know, really claims that we haven't seen successfully made or really attempted to be made, but, you know, as soon as the success of the Russian collusion fable, you know, was fully comprehended in the 2 years of just national churn that it caused and you know, the political damage that it did, I fully expect that those types of narratives will, you know, be you know, come back for 2020. I mean, it's almost inevitable.
The Russian thing, they can't. It seems to be every third word they have is the word Russian. They can't seem to get past that. And Schiff, you know, I've advocated for years, Schiff needs to be brought up on treason charges. This is a man who kept coming out of these secret meetings or closed-door meetings and saying, I have seen with my own eyes evidence that ties Donald Trump to the Russians. Well, where is it? He's still claiming that on CNN and other places. How does he get away with this? I know it's mainstream media, but
no idea.
That's how he does it.
No, I mean, it is. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And again, we just have to. We have to continue to call it out everywhere we see it. And that's, you know, that's the best result are facts. And the facts don't change. You know, you're entitled to your opinions, but you're not entitled to your own set of facts.
Yeah,
that's where we
got
to go.
They've got weapons, though, that are very, very, very hard to fight. And you're talking to somebody, when it comes to social media, I've had 3 pages pulled down by Facebook, tens of thousands of people eliminated off of Twitter, you know, constantly coming at, you know, guys like me to not make it so we get the message out. Now you got CNN, MSNBC, ABC, DEFG, you got all those news outlets that, you know, that are spinning this to make, I mean, Joe Biden, God bless the man, but I don't know how you could say he's a sharp, you know, he's as sharp as a tack and ready to go. But you know, that's a big gun to fight against the mainstream media. How do we do that?
Well, I mean, again, I think it is always most successful when we're talking to our neighbors, when we're sharing values and you know, and focused on our own backyards. You know, I mean, I think, you know, every kid should be entitled to play in their front yard no matter their neighborhood. And every family be able to, you know, stay, you know, be safe in their own homes. Yep. And this is, you know, I think to some extent I see, you know, the vision that the left is painting now, kind of after the riots and the chaos, this defund the police movement, you know, ultimately is telling me that, that they don't want anyone to be safe in their own homes. And that, you know, it's, I don't know, I don't understand the world that they're moving towards, you know, having been spent a quarter of my life, my professional life in law enforcement at the Department of Justice, you know, as a prosecutor and then as a leader. I don't understand what they're trying to do. I don't understand why they're trying to destabilize, you know, our law and order society. And, you know, we have to have a civil and just society.
Well, they want to maintain their power. They want to maintain their prestige or perceived prestige. You know, how does Trump keep winning these battles? I mean, I get it. He just goes forward in my mind's eye. He doesn't care what people think. He's just going to keep going forward and doing what he believes to be right and correct for the American people. But, I mean, the deep state's pretty powerful. How does he keep beating them?
Well, he's just going to keep what he's doing. I saw firsthand, spent a lot of time with the president and have a lot of admiration for him. And he is, he's always going to just keep fighting. You know, he is going to do what he thinks is right, and he's not going to, you know, worry about the critics, and he's just going to press forward. And, you know, it's kind of one of those lead, follow, or get out of the way type situations where, you know, he's a force of nature and is going to continue to drive his agenda forward. And it was a crazy ride when I was there, but it was an honor of a lifetime.
Well, you know, what's funny is people always get on his case for how many people he goes through. And I said, look, in the real world, if you have somebody that's not producing, they go. You move them along if they're not doing the job. And we've had way too many, and I'm in the public sector too, you know, and I as a school district trustee, and you see people that aren't getting the job done, but you can't get rid of them. It's almost impossible. And it's what bogs down the rest of the system. This man moves through. I got to get stuff done. I have to have people that's productive. This is what I need to do. So the book, they can get it on Amazon.
Yeah, you can get it not only on Amazon, but I know a lot of people prefer not to use Amazon, so you can get it Barnes & Noble, Target, Books A Million, kind of almost anywhere you can get a book. They have it for sale. So.
And, you know, I tell people all the time, they got to support guys like you. They have to get out there. You obviously, and not that you're a multi-billionaire, but you obviously don't need the money for this. This isn't like, oh, hey, look at me, look what I wrote, look what I told you. This is something that comes from the heart, obviously, and it's something you want people to know so they know what's going on and they know how to fight. So I appreciate it. I do. I appreciate your time.
Well, thank you.
You know, as acting attorney general and writing a book. I know it took me a year to write my book, and it wasn't as...
It's quite a process. I'm not sure I'd do it again if I knew what I was signing up for, but it was cathartic and it was therapeutic, but it was real and hard work. And but I appreciate the people. You know, I've got a lot of good feedback on the book. You know, I mean, it's even the you know, harshest critics say it's well written and well referenced, and that's a good compliment.
They can't fight the reference, can they? So, all right, one last question for you. I got to ask the question. You know, Barr came out yesterday and he said he was disappointed to see, you know, the names of some of the people on there and how involved they were. Did any of the biggies go down? I mean, Comey, McCabe.
Well, yeah, I mean, so Comey and McCabe have already been looked at for criminal charges, and obviously DOJ took a pass. The U.S. Attorney in D.C. Didn't want to pursue those charges, but there might be other things that they could be in trouble for. You know, sort of what Durham is turning up in that investigation, I don't really have a lot of visibility to right now. I know what was going on when I left, and you know, I do think that some of these decisions that were made and the review of those decisions could, you know, could lead to some pretty serious jeopardy for some individuals. And you know, it sounds like that they do have evidence of crimes, and they do have targets. And so I think we should all expect that if anyone can be
be held accountable, they will hold them accountable.
Well, I have a lot of faith. Maybe I should or shouldn't, I don't know, but I have a lot of faith in Barr, really, seriously. He's moving people. He's not moving fast enough for people, but I know that when you're trying to get your details, your I's dotted and your T's crossed, you do take your time. You do take time to do it the right way. So, hey, Matthew, again, great job. Thank you so much for being with me, and thank you for what you're doing.
I really enjoyed it. Let's do this again sometime.
Yep. Yep, someday, sometime, same place. Joe Pesci, your host, don't go far. We're going to talk about recalling Newsom in the next hour. He's got to go. We'll be back soon.